Good Friday morning, church. It is great to have spent this whole week with you. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. God's saving word for us this week is spiritual renewal. And in today's reading, we have Paul explaining why he did not wish to visit the Corinthians, but chose to write to them instead. He then addresses the issue of someone who had caused Paul and the Corinthian faith family great offense, and he encourages the Corinthians to forgive that person. He also describes his visit to Troas, a major seaport located in the northwest corner of Asia Minor. The chapter concludes with Paul affirming the victory that believers experience through Christ. So let's begin 2 Corinthians chapter 2. So I made up my mind not to come to you to make you sad. For if I were to make you sad, who would be left to cheer me up? Only the very persons I had made sad. And that is why I wrote that letter to you. I did not want to come to you and be made sad by the very people who should make me glad. For I am convinced that when I am happy, then all of you are happy also. I wrote you with a greatly troubled and distressed heart, and with many tears. My purpose was not to make you sad, but to make you realize how much I love you all. Now, if anyone has made somebody sad, he has not done it to me, but to all of you, in part, at least. I say this because I do not want to be too hard on that particular person that we're talking about. It is enough that this person has been punished in this way by most of you. Now, however, you should forgive him and encourage him to, in order to keep him from becoming so sad that he is to give up completely. And so I beg you to let him know that you really do love him. I wrote you that letter because I wanted to find out how well you had stood the test and whether you are always ready to obey my instructions. When you forgive people for what they have done, I forgive them too. For when I forgive, if indeed I need to forgive anything, I do it in Christ's presence because of you, in order to keep Satan from getting the upper hand over us, for we know what his plans are. When I arrived in Troas to preach the good news of Jesus Christ, I found that the Lord had opened the way for the work there, but I was deeply worried because I could not find our brother Titus. So I said goodbye to the people there and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, for in union with Christ, we are always led by God as prisoners in Christ's victory procession. God uses us to make the knowledge about Christ spread everywhere like a sweet fragrance. For we are like sweet-smelling incense offered by Christ to God, which spreads among those who are being saved and those who are being lost. For those who are being lost, it is a deadly stench that kills, but for those who are being saved, it is a fragrance that brings life. Who then is capable for such a task? We are not like so many others who handle God's message as if it were cheap merchandise, but because God has sent us, we speak with sincerity in his presence as servants of Christ. Okay, today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 15. For we are like sweet-smelling incense offered by Christ to God, which spreads out among those who are being saved and those who are being lost. And you think about that. Every time that you live Jesus, either by sharing his love or the good news of his salvation, it's just like a sweet-smelling incense that Jesus is offering to God through our lives, his body. Oh, what a wonderful thought. God of mercy and forgiveness, at times it can be hard to forgive those who hurt me. Forgive me for the times when I have failed to forgive others. Teach me to be like a sweet fragrance, spreading the knowledge about Christ everywhere, and to be like sweet-smelling incense, giving glory and honor to you. Amen. Well, that concludes our time together this week, church. I look forward to seeing you. Hopefully this Sunday, either in the chapel service or on the Zoom. And we'll be back Monday with our study of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 through 18, where the Spirit of the Lord gives life. God bless.